couple years ago, my wife and I put our house up for sale. We live in a double wide in a mobile home park. We kept being told, well, you're not going to sell it for any kind of profit. You're not. It's just not going to happen. I said, no. I believe my God is bigger than the circumstances.
Amen.
We just kept believing that. And we kept on. And people would come make an offer on it. And it would be well below what we owed on it. No, thank you. And then all of a sudden it went into a dead area where nobody was showing up. And we kept thinking, Lord, we don't know whether you want to, or maybe we're not right here. Maybe we're supposed to stay. And all of a sudden it just happened. Boom, 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 boom. Right down the line. Some people showed up. We love it. What are you asking for? This mount? Okay, we'll take it. So it's sold.
Amen.
And we were looking around to buy a condo, and that was like walking through waist deep mud. if something opened up, and we made an offer. They come back, made a counter. We made a counter. They made a counter. And finally, the deal went through. So, as many of you know, I'm a long-haul truck driver. So it's like, how do I arrange my time to be back here to make the move, to sign the papers and all this stuff? So I ended up taking some vacation time, applied to this week. And we were hoping that the underwriters would get things done so I could come up there and, you know, we could sign. It didn't happen. We ended up having to move our stuff into storage. That's what we've been doing the last 2 or 3 days now. So what did they tell us? I'm supposed to go back out on the road, supposed to call Monday to go back on the road Tuesday. They said it might close Tuesday. But then now we got to move the stuff from storage and into the new place. But that's going to work out because everything's been working in His timing. And I'd just like to thank God for the things that He's been putting together to get things done. And it has been spiritually hard too. We've been the enemy of our soul has been coming against us every step of the way. And all of a sudden, things begin to break free. We begin to bind the spiritual forces off of us in the name of Jesus. And we could just feel it starting to break loose. So we don't know what God's got moving us into. Even this physical move seems like a spiritual move in our place. So, I just thank God for that.
Amen.
Some of you may know that I'm going to college this fall, and I'm going to GRCC. And then I'm like, Lord, how am I supposed to get there? I have no way there. It's like, I need a car, please. And I had my heart set on a Toyota, and I really wanted that Toyota. And we found a car on Craigslist for like $2,600, and I'm like, wow, that's way over my budget right now. So then we looked at another car, and it was a Saturn, and it was like the price was right, and it was $1,000, but it needed some work. So we went to look at the Saturn, and we're like, okay, well, we'll think about it. And the guy never got back with us in time. We're like, Lord, what car should I get? I'm like, should I get the Toyota or the Saturn? Like, you gotta tell me which one I want. Because I wanted one or the other, whatever. So then we found the one on Craigslist, and then we went to look at it, and it was, like, perfect. There was nothing wrong with it. It was the car I've always wanted. And then I'm like, well, Lord, the price isn't right. And then the guy's like, oh, I'll take 24 for it. We're like, okay, so we went home and prayed about it, and we're like, if you really want me to have the Saturn, have the guy call us back in time. And then we went to look at the Saturn again, and we thought about it some more, and I went home and slept on it, and I prayed and prayed. I'm like, I don't know which one to get, Lord. I don't want to spend that much. So then my dad called the guy, and he's like, well, I no way, I'm not going any more than that. I'll go $2,250 cash today. And Dad's like, well, I'm sorry, man, thanks for the offer, but we can't go that low. So then we sat down and prayed about it, and I'm like, Lord, at least around $2,000, and then I may buy it. Maybe. Because I was buying it with my own money, and I spent all my graduation money on it. So I'm like, well, $2,250, that's a little over. So the guy texts us back a half an hour later, and he's like, well, I like you guys, so I'll go $2,100 to make her feel better about, I'll just to get you started, I'll go $2,100. So then I was extremely excited, and we got the money, and we went to go pick it up, and now it's just sitting in my driveway. So he's like, I'll go half and half, because it's kind of what you wanted, and it's kind of what I wanted. Because the Blue Book only said it was worth $2,000, and the guy wanted $2,600 for it. We're like, no. So I got my way, thanks to the Lord.
Well, Apostle Steve was talking, and he had a lot of sermons and stuff, and I was like, okay. So I went and prayed about all of them, and I'm like, oh man, I really need to read a lot more in God's Word, because, you know, I'm reading so much, but I'm wondering why things aren't changing. And God was like, well, you need to get into me more, duh. So instead of how much I was reading, I increased that like by 3 times plus. So, and ever since I've been doing that, you know, I've just really been taking to heart, especially in Matthew, where it says, you know, because I've had my heart set on giving a gift to the church, and God was like, well, look, here in Matthew it says, you know, you can't give your gift at the altar if you've got something against your brother. And, you know, I'm not exactly on the best terms with a few people, so I went and called them and got in contact with them, and we're cool, and I was like, yeah, I'm sorry. And so God just really broke that open with that person, and then the next person that I didn't have the greatest relationship with, they called me. And so now we're doing a lot better, and we're hanging out, and so it's like, thank you, Jesus. Plus, like, this week, like, I've gotten so much done this week, and just praising God and, like, singing songs, and it's like, I can't just stop singing. Like, it's awesome. So, thank you, Jesus.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I can say God is real. And somebody told me this morning, it's all who you surround yourself around and what you do. And I had a situation that came up this week, but God always told me, he told me just continue to fast and pray. And I've been doing that diligently, week after week after week. And the situation came up Friday, and I told God, I said, you know what? I'm not going to ask. I'm going to honestly trust in you, and I have done that. And it's just amazing on how you hear his voice. And he keeps your feet going straight. And it's just, and the people that he puts around you in your life, he will put the people in your life if you listen to him and you go that direction. And I thank God, and I had tears in my eyes last night from the position and from where I was standing. And the love that I get, that I've been getting, and it's awful. And I also want to just tell God thank you for that this morning.